1 Fictional Startup Story. The following story is a fictional example used only to illustrate a method and does not involve any real transaction. My friend Lin Xia quit her job at 32 to build a small tool that helped neighborhood restaurants take orders online. At first, she kept it simple: install the system for a restaurant for a one-time fee of 5,000 yuan, and the job was done. In the first 3 months, she installed it for 11 restaurants and booked 55,000 yuan, and she thought she had made it. The trouble began in the fourth month. 3 of those 11 restaurants found a cheaper option elsewhere and did not renew the next year. 2 others changed owners and the system went unused. Lin Xia tried to win new customers, only to realize the old customers' money had been spent once and for all, and her monthly cash flow rose and fell like the tide, completely unpredictable. The turning point came from a simple observation. One rice noodle shop owner she served said, "I use your system every day. If you charged me a couple hundred a month instead, I'd actually be more willing to keep using it, and you could keep improving it for me." Lin Xia switched from 5,000 to install to 199 per month with continuous updates. Half a year later, her monthly recurring revenue stabilized around 8,000 yuan, and almost none of her old customers left. This story has no rags-to-riches twist. It only shows one thing: what early founders neglect most is not whether the product can be built, but where the money comes from and at what rhythm. Lin Xia later summed it up: "I used to sell a one-time installation, later I sold an ongoing relationship." Seen from a higher vantage point, a revenue model answers 3 questions: why does the customer pay, how much, and how often? The combination of those 3 answers forms the cash flow personality of a business. A gentle personality lets you sleep at night, a violent one may shine for a month and starve for 3. Cognition: a revenue model is not pricing, but a system of where money comes from. Many founders equate a revenue model with pricing. Set a price, post a code, wait for payment, and it seems done. But pricing is only the surface layer. What truly decides whether a business survives is the underlying system of what structure, what frequency, from whom the money arrives. Consider a contrast: a design studio that lives on one-off projects, and a note-taking app that charges by subscription, both appear to make money, yet their cash flow constitutions are entirely different. The former rises and falls with projects; during a dry spell it may not make payroll. The latter slices income into small, punctual monthly payments, making planning far easier. A revenue model earns the name system because it drives a whole chain: how you reach customers, why they keep paying, whether your cost structure matches the revenue rhythm. Taken alone, no single link reveals the whole picture; only as a linked mechanism do risks and opportunities become visible. A common misconception is build the product first, worry about revenue later. In reality, the revenue model often defines the product shape in reverse. If you plan transaction fees, the product must bring both supply and demand sides together and close the transaction loop smoothly. If you plan subscriptions, the product must keep generating reasons that are indispensable. The revenue model is not the tail of the product, it is one of its foundations. So when we discuss revenue models, we are really discussing: what does this business live on, how long can it live, and under what shocks would it break? Thinking this through matters far more than haggling over 99 or 199. The 4 basic shapes of revenue models. If we classify common charging methods, they fall into 4 basic shapes: one-time transaction, subscription, transaction commission, and value-added services, including freemium. They are not mutually exclusive, many companies stack them, but understanding each one's temperament is the premise of designing your own. The first is the one-time transaction, paid and done. Boxed software, custom development, and physical goods belong here. Its advantage is fast cash collection and low decision barriers. The downside is that revenue does not accumulate, so to earn again you must keep finding new customers, and acquisition cost thins slowly with scale. The second is subscription, charged continuously by cycle, month or year. Its core is splitting one large payment into many small, ongoing ones, making revenue predictable and turning the relationship from a one-shot deal into long-term companionship. The cost is that you must keep delivering value, or customers cancel. The third is transaction commission, where the company takes a percentage of every deal between buyer and seller. Platform businesses use this. The more transactions, the more the company earns, and revenue is naturally tied to platform activity. But it depends on the network effect of having people on both sides, making early cold start hard, and it demands high trust and rules. The fourth is value-added services, giving a base value, even free, and charging for more advanced needs. Its power is using free to lower the threshold and paid to satisfy the advanced, achieving cast a wide net, convert precisely. The difficulty is balancing free and paid. If misset, you raise a crowd that never pays. These four shapes have no absolute good or bad, only the question of whether they fit your resources, customer habits, and industry norms. The next section's quantitative comparison helps turn fit from feeling into calculable judgment. Professional analysis, quantitative comparison and selection framework of revenue models. This section puts four revenue models on the same ruler using verifiable magnitude industry S.